The voices of the fifth grade Harmoniers at Dobbs Ferry Elementary School surround images of the Statue of Liberty in a video that's now posted on YouTube. The song they sing is called She Holds Her Torch for Me, and in the center of the chorus is George Sweetlicky, a 1974 graduate of the University at Buffalo and an immigrant to the United States. But Sweetlicky is not the only one in the group with a foreign background.
I went around every child and asked them where they come from or whether parents or grandparents came. And I would say about half of them had a story to tell.
The song is part of a short musical Sweetlicky helped write called We Are All America. It caps a year-long social studies lesson at Dobbs Ferry on the process of immigration. In his music class, Sweetlicky likes to take on the question of what immigration means to his students.
I stop everything and I tell them, do you know I'm from a foreign country? Do you know I'm not really born here? And they just don't believe it until I actually tell them.
Sweetlicky was born in Caracas, Venezuela, during the country's inner turmoil in the 50s. His Polish parents eventually moved him to England, where he grew up. In the classroom, Sweetlicky shares that experience, along with his perspective that the only true Americans are Native Americans.
I said, is there anybody with that ancestry? No. I said, see, you're all immigrants, doing all these different jobs and making America work.
Sweetlicky says the debate over immigration going on in the U.S. today is something to really make you scratch your head about.
But it is definitely up to these young people to understand it. They are the future of America. They better know about it.
It's part of the reason that Sweetlicky thought to dedicate the song to friends in Paris, fellow citizens in San Bernardino, California, and families across the United States. The other reason is that so many students were talking about these world events and wanted to share what they had done.
Let's not be selfish and just, keep the performances for ourselves. Let's reach out to the world and do something.
So they did it. And sharing the song is one more way that the students at Dobbs Ferry are embracing what's going on in the world around them. Sweetlicky says many are scared by what they see on the news. Some even ask that it not be talked about. But at the end of the day, they are surrounded by it, and they are aware of it.
You can't take that away. Just like social media is here, you can't take it away. It's there. Embrace it. Deal with it.
What isn't apparent from the video is that those fifth graders hadn't performed the song since the end of the last school year. But when Sweetlicky proposed the song's dedication and the school jumped at the idea, the children did too. He says they were ready and honored to do it.
And when they really put it all together, then they conceptualize and they come out with it. And their heart really speaks in song.
Avery Schneider, WBFO News.